It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It's a race to the deadline today for states competing for federal education money, known as Race to the Top. The fund is for states that can show they're embracing the Obama administration's education platform. Many educators say they're disenchanted with the competitive process and won't take part. Overall, though, the race is driving a huge wave of education measures, as NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
$4 billion is a lot of money until you divide it up among the handful of states that are expected to win grants. Nebraska is asking for $122 million, which amounts to a measly $100 per student for the next 4 years. Still, Education Commissioner Roger Breed has had his staff working full-time on the state's application.
Well, it's pretty much been nonstop since November 19th.
Breed says, though the grant is small, it would allow him to enact changes he's wanted for years. Nebraska's application envisions joining a national effort to establish common educational standards, improving the state's ability to track student progress, and developing annual teacher evaluations that could track student achievement. Roger Breed says he's also proposing to develop an online virtual school that would help school districts in small places like Axtell, Nebraska, where he used to be superintendent.
Then you're dealing with a school district of 270 students, K-12. When the math department meets at Axtell High School, it's literally one person. So a virtual school would have a significant positive impact for Nebraska statewide.
If the Department of Education finds that other states are more deserving, Nebraska could end up with nothing to show for its efforts. Education Commissioner Roger Breed says that's okay. The whole exercise has helped him figure out what the state should be doing. The area getting the most attention in Race to the Top applications is teacher evaluation. The Department of Education is pushing for more rigorous evaluations tied to student achievement. Tim Daly of the teacher training program, The New Teacher Project, says the application process has already sowed the seeds of massive change.
We've never tried to change teacher evaluation this much this fast. It's probably going to change more in the next 5 years than in the previous 50.
Last week, the head of the American Federation of Teachers announced her union's support for better evaluations. Tim Daly says this is an example of how states have used the application process to revise outdated policies.
This is about a recognition that we've done far too little for decades to improve outcomes for poor and minority students, and that this contest gave us a chance to look inward. And I think that states are not liking what they're seeing when they look inward. They see policies that don't make any sense.
But many are not excited about all this self-analysis. Race to the Top requires some local buy-in, but Martin Brook, president of the school board in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, says his district would only get pennies if Michigan won the prize.
About $45,000.
The district calculated that complying with any Race to the Top grant would cost more than that, and that kids in their district are doing just fine. So, like many other districts around the country, Bloomfield Hills refused to join the state effort to get that cash. In addition to all the compliance work, Martin Brook worried that his affluent district was being asked to endorse Race to the Top's emphasis on standardized tests.
If we're going to be measuring student performance and teachers based upon standardized test scores, then you're going to get teachers that teach to standardized tests. And our district values comprehensive education above all else.
Other districts object to what they see as another Washington education power grab and refuse to sign on. The many strings attached to the Race to the Top money, however, have not deterred most state education leaders who kept polishing their applications right up to the deadline. One education commissioner said, "If you find a federal program that comes without any strings, please tell me about it." Larry Abramson, NPR News.